Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 23 February 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. All veterans warn Mnangagwa against signing controversial bill. Zambia skips the UN Human Rights Council amid constitutional bill controversy. Chatunga Mugabe remanded in custody of an attempted murder in South Africa. And now for the news in detail. Former Mashingo Provincial War Veterans Chairperson Isa Muzenda has warned that signing Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3 into law could mark Emmerson Mnangagwa's final straw in office. Speaking to journalist, Muzenda said, while the president has the right to allow debate in cabinet and senate, signing the bill into law would cross the line. He said war veterans are closely monitoring the process and have already taken the matter to court. Muzenda strongly opposed the provision that would allow the president to be elected by parliament instead of through a direct popular vote, calling the move unconstitutional. He also criticized the reported plan to avoid holding a referendum. Muzenda further warned that Liberation War veterans would act if the constitution is compromised. Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, who will not attend the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, citing urgent consultations on the controversial constitutional amendment bill back home. Attorney General Virginia Mabisa will represent Zimbabwe instead. Critics say Ziyambi's decision to skip the session appears to be an attempt to avoid international scrutiny over the widely criticized amendments. The development comes days after journalist Blessed Muhlanga addressed a meeting in Geneva where he accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of heavy-handed tactics, repression, and using the law into silence dissent. The Human Rights Council session runs from February 23rd to March 3 and will address global human rights concerns. Chatunga Mugabe, son of the late former President Robert Mugabe and his alleged accomplice, Tobias Matonodze Mugabe, have been remanded in custody until 3 March for bail application at the Alexandra Magistrate Court in Johannesburg, South Africa. The two faces charges of attempted murder, defeating the ends of justice, and illegal possession of a firearm following a shooting incident at a residence in Hyde Park last Thursday. The alleged victim, aged 23, is reported to be in a critical condition. South African police say the firearm used in the incident has not yet been recovered, although paint cartridges were found at the scene. The motive for the shooting is still under investigation. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga has said Zimbabwe's liberation war was fought for one man, one vote, and the return of land. In remarks that contrast with recent statements by Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, Ziyambi recently argued that the liberation struggle was primarily about land restoration, downplaying the centrality of universal suffrage. Chiwenga, speaking at a funeral wake in Harare, stressed that the war was fought for both democratic voting rights and land redistribution. His comments come amid debate over Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3, which proposes that Parliament elect the President. A move critics say undermines the one man, one vote principle. Political observers say that differing positions highlight ongoing tension and factional infighting within the ruling ZANU-PF party. Critics say Zimbabweans in the diaspora should be allowed to vote now, not wait for controversial constitutional changes. This comes after Ziyambi said citizens abroad will only be able to vote once Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3 is passed and the Electoral Act updated. Currently, Zimbabweans living abroad must return home to cast their ballots, a move critics say unnecessarily restricts democratic participation. There are concerns over alleged punitive action against police officers who spoke out during a parliamentary hearing in Chinoy 2 weeks ago. Some officers who publicly criticized the proposed police amendment bill have reportedly been transferred to remote stations. During the hearing, junior officers alleged that some superiors work with criminal syndicates and use transfers as retribution against those who expose wrongdoing. The developments have raised concerns about the chilling of civic participation within the force. Prisoners Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu were reportedly beaten by guards at Chikurubi Maximum Security Prison last Wednesday. The two inmates serving long sentences for corruption and fraud were caught with mobile phones in their cells. Authorities say the prisoners were using the devices to communicate with outside world and access social media. Prison officials have not commented further on the incident. At least 123 people have died and more than 250,000 others have been affected by heavy rains and flooding across the country. According to the United Nations, over 1,300 families have been displaced, with 211 bridges, more than 200 schools, and 15 health facilities damaged. Authorities are warning of an increased risk of cholera and other waterborne diseases. Government and humanitarian partners, including the Zimbabwe Red Cross, are providing emergency relief, though access remains a challenge due to damaged roads. Police in Harare have arrested 9 commuter omnibus drivers and conductors after CCTV footage captured them mounting pavements and endangering pedestrians in the central business district. Police spokesperson Lakmo Chakanza says the suspects were identified through surveillance cameras and are facing charges of reckless driving and public endangerment. Authorities say they are maintaining a zero-tolerance approach to restore order in the city. A journalist with Bulawayo News 24, Gideon Mazikatidze, has been arrested for reporting that GeoPomona West management is bribing journalists to write positive stories. Mazikatidze's arrest stems from him reporting on alleged bribery within the company, which is involved in a controversial multi-million dollar waste-to-energy deal with the government. The European Union's ambassador to Zimbabwe, Katrina Hagman, has raised concern over shrinking civic space and political repression in the country. Speaking in Harare, Hagman said developments affecting fundamental freedoms are increasingly troubling for Brussels. She stressed that while the EU remains committed to strengthening cooperation with Zimbabwe, it is closely monitoring the human rights situation. And in news from local communities, an investigation by SITE has revealed that nearly US$200,000 of public money was used by Binga Rural District to build a luxury four-bedroomed house with a jacuzzi for its long-serving CEO, Joshua Muzamba. The spending comes despite a government ban on such housing in a district where hunger keeps children out of school and many households lack basic sanitation. In international news, Mexico security forces have killed Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes, leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, in his home state of Jalisco. Following his death, cartel members launched widespread violence, blocking roads and setting vehicles on fire. Schools were closed in several states and residents were urged to stay indoors. At least 14 people, including 7 National Guard troops, were killed. President Claudia Sheinbaum said most roadblocks had been cleared, while the United States confirmed it provided intelligence support for the operation. Analysts warned that rival criminal groups may exploit the power vacuum, raising fears of more violence. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe's Chevrons continue their fairy tale run at the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, taking on the West Indies this Monday at Wankhede Stadium in the Super 8 stage. It is the first time Zimbabwe has reached this stage, having progressed through the group phase unbeaten. Confidence is high as the team seeks to extend its impressive campaign. The West Indies, two-time world champions, aim to reassert their dominance, while Zimbabwe shares the Super 8 pool with South Africa and India, with South Africa defeating India yesterday. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. War veterans warn Mnangagwa against signing controversial bill. Zambia skips UN Human Rights Council amid constitutional bill controversy. Chatunga Mugabe remanded in custody of attempted murder in South Africa. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.